Welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Jew, and I'm here with Master Jew.
How's it going there, Mr. Jew?
It's going okay.
We just came back from the IIC. Aren't you going to plug in the summit?
I thought we'd talk about the IIC first.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
So we came back from the IIC hosted in Alaska by Master Herbin.
That's right. It was a good event.
It was good. Lots of things learned, lots of things to think about as well.
Exactly.
And we're actually going to be talking about a little bit about it as in this video.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, but why is it kind of important to attend an IIC?
You want to make sure you're on the kind of the same page as everybody else. And, you know, we shouldn't get so, how would you say it? We shouldn't get so egotistical that we're the best. Mm-hmm. Well, we might learn something or may not learn something, but mm-hmm. I think it's always a good idea
right.
to go and just try to learn more.
Right.
And I've been to a lot of them, and I encourage everyone else to do that.
Mm-hmm. So speaking about seminars, we have our summit coming up at the end of October, and registration is open for that now.
Is it?
Yeah, it is open.
All right.
So
nice.
You guys can register in the link below.
It's coming up.
It's coming up.
It's in Hawaii.
It's going to be in Hawaii.
That's right. Master Wheatley.
Master Wheatley
Master
and Sesko are going to be there.
No, that's right. I'll be there.
And you too.
Well, and I think we have other lineups. We need to confirm that a little bit more.
Right. We got some other people
you
coming
You can
out.
Do it online as well. So, you know, I know some of you guys are like, oh, I'm not sure, so sure about online. And, you know, we are working on technology, and we want to be able to do the best job possible. And I think the last three summits that we've done has been okay. Mm-hmm. This is obviously in person, and nothing better than in person.
Right.
But we're going to try to make it so that the quality is the best it can possibly be, being live.
Anyway, so at the IIC, we talked a little bit about side piercing kick.
Yes, we
and
did.
So Grandmaster Nichols was going over some different types of side piercing kick and the variations and how it should be performed.
And
I thought we wanted to kind of talk about that today.
Yeah, that's a great topic. I mean, we've talked about this before in class, and he just happened to bring it up. It's like, oh, wait, we've talked about this before. This is pretty cool.
right.
And so we brought it back into the class, and we talked a little bit more about it. And we did have a student that asked a question. But do you want to do a recap on that?
Okay, sure. So he went over three different types of side piercing kicks, side pushing kicks, variation,
right?
And how we step into it. So, for example, normally when we might step in front of the foot and then execute the side piercing kick. So similar to something like an OG. You step
right.
in front and then do the side piercing kick. And so the second one, it was kind of like for board breaking. And so, you know, we might have a student where they step behind the front foot. And then they can execute the kick. And that just helps them out because it can load up the hip a little bit easier so that kick can go straight in for board breaking. But that is a little bit more similar to like side pushing kick.
Right.
Right. And then we have the third variation, which was the side pushing kick, where we step maybe foot to foot. The foot, standing foot, is already turned into position, and then the leg just comes straight up for the side pushing kick. So we have those three. And what's your take on that?
Well, my take on that is understanding what is side piercing kick. And so when you talk about the Korean terminology, right? Yopcha jorgi. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? It's side piercing or side punching. Jorgi, kind of like saju jorgi. Obviously, my Korean's not too good, but mm-hmm. I think you get the drift. Saju jorgi, for directional punch. Mm-hmm. Yapcha jorgi, similar word. And what that is that it's that twisting of the attacking tool. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at that definition and how it should be performed, it's kind of important to understand that, because is it a side piercing kick or not a side piercing kick, right? So another thing that has to happen for side piercing kick is really that binary sensei. That is the intermediate position for side piercing kick. Now, obviously, binary sense A is more of a training tool to help us with that particular technique, right? So the knee has to come up, it's pointed basically forward, and then it rotates, and that whole rotation is the twisting of the attacking tool, and that's what makes it piercing, right? Mm-hmm. Other techniques such as side pushing kick, it's not like it's a slow movement, it's done with force as well. However, the kick comes up, and like you said earlier, is loaded up, the standing foot's already in a different position. So it doesn't have that piercing type of a movement, right? Mm. And it's usually performed in a sitting stance. So if we understand that, then how do we perform, well, let's say breaking? Mm-hmm. If we say side piercing kick, does the technique have to be performed in that fashion because it's supposed to twist? And this is a question that was brought up from one of the students. He was at the World Championship, and he was doing an outward knife hand strike. He brought this up because I was explaining side piercing kick. And he says, one of the coaches protested the way I execute the technique. But I won the protest, he said. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. And he said, and he says, well, what were they complaining about? You broke, it was an outward knife hand strike. And he said, it was the intermediate hand position of the way I executed the technique. And I says, well, what do you mean? Was it more like open? What, or was it closed? What is it? And he says, well, yeah, so it's more like open. Mm-hmm. Is that right or wrong? And so that kind of comes down to the training secrets of Taekwondo. When we talk about the fist is closed and then it opens, like for knife hand, what is closed? What is slightly open? What is that definition? I think instructors, umpires in that way, it's their interpretation. Mm-hmm. And we can go into that in detail. So he was saying that what you're just saying is that most people actually do more like a side pushing kick. And I stopped to think about that and go, that's very interesting. You're stepping into it. You loaded the leg up. Mm-hmm. And there's really no twisting of the tool.
Right.
And should you be disqualified, let's say you need to break 5 board side piercing kick, I'm going to probably say yes. If you just step back and you loaded up the leg and not kick it properly in the terminology of side piercing kick, mm-hmm. where you got that twisting of the attacking tool, then the technique is not performed correctly, even if you broke the 5 boards. Yeah, it made me think a little bit about that. I'll go, yeah. But then he goes, but everyone wins that way. I says, yeah, that's true. Yeah. And so it kind of came down, is it just that you hit with the foot sword, right? And you broke it? Is that the definition? Whew, you know? So breaking 10 boards with a turning kick, what's the attacking tool?
Ball of the foot.
Ball of the foot. Are you sure?
Turning kick?
Yeah.
Well, you could do toes if you were wearing shoes. You could do instep.
Right.
You have multiple attacking tools.
Right. But someone could say, well, it's ball of the foot. But mm-hmm. then I saw someone break 10 boards with the top of their foot, mm-hmm. the instep.
Ouch.
And I was like, wow, I was really impressed by that. I went to talk to him. Mm-hmm. That's a different story.
Okay.
That's a different story. We want to get off track here. And so is it just a tool, right? Because when you start to look at that, the tools are not always hitting the target right on.
Well, I think if you look at, but that's why you have two judges there. So you have the first judge who scores, did they break,
right.
correct?
That's correct.
And then you also have the second judge who scores if
the technique was performed correctly.
But right. with the correct attacking tools, what usually they're looking for. No?
I thought it was the technique. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the tool itself, but it's the technique itself, right? Because the way you execute technique. So is stepping behind technically a side piercing kick? Side pushing kick.
Right. Well, in that, but then at the same time, side pushing kick is just a variation of a side piercing kick.
That's right? True, but they're two different kicks.
No, but it did say it is a side piercing kick variation, like side thrusting kick is the same. So, yeah. Are they not categorically similar?
Okay. So maybe we should just call it
sidekick. But then you can do different kinds of sidekicks too, right?
So what, okay, all right. So what if you did a side thrusting kick and you broke five boards? I mean, if you said side piercing kick and you broke it with the ball of the foot, so it's a side thrusting kick, is it legit or not? Should you be disqualified or not?
Well, if it just says sidekick, then I think it's free fall.
That's
if it says
right.
side piercing kick, then I would look at the attacking tool.
I would agree with that. I totally agree with that, right?
Yeah.
And so if you load up the leg and there's no twisting of that foot, can you technically call it a side piercing kick? And I'm going to say no, you cannot.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but then what if there's other parts of the kick that there is like side piercing kick qualities to it? Such as rotating the standing foot.
Yeah, that's all important. That's part of the side piercing kick, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right, so his question, and I said, well, yeah, I probably would say that it doesn't satisfy that requirement. However, we need to explain that to the competitors. If that is the requirement, right, then you have to perform it that way. In other words, the leg has to go up through that bending raise stance A and then execute the technique, whether you step into it, not step into it, back leg, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because they don't really say if it's step kick, really, it's just side piercing kick is what they said. Although they used to kind of, I think in the old days, it wasn't really, that was more specific, I think, whether you could step into it or not step into it. Obviously stepping into it's a lot easier.
Right.
Right? So I think, yeah, you gotta define that. I mean, and if I was a coach and, you know, I see that, it's like, maybe I would protest it. I might lose. But you can have that argument, right?
Yeah.
And so what is the true definition of side piercing kick, I guess, is what you need to look at. Mm-hmm. And as a
or in a competition, I mean,
in competition,
well, that's why you have rules. And so if they're just looking for that the correct attacking tool hit it, then and it looked like a side piercing kick, I think that's fair game.
Right, right. Anyway, what's your thoughts on it?
No, I just told you.
Oh.
If the rules state, if you're looking at the attacking tool and that's what hit it and it looked like a side kick, then.
It doesn't say that in the manual though, does it? Umpire's manual.
I haven't really read that, so.
And now we're talking about little nitpicky stuff and.
Not my topic.
Not your topic?
No, not really my topic.
Okay, we're going to get you to be an umpire. That's why you have a lot of judges.
Right.
And everyone has different interpretations.
That's why I'm the guy that just picks up the board and puts them back together.
The easy job.
That's the easy job.
That's not so easy for me. I can't bend down too well. Oh, my back. Anyway.
Anyways,
I shouldn't say that.
No. Anyways, let us know your thoughts on three different types and what's your perspective on sidekick in competition. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one.